USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The former head of the CIA and director of national intelligence will be sitting down before a congressional committee later this month. John Brennan and James Clapper will be questioned by the House subcommittee that's investigating the alleged weaponization of the federal government. Brennan and Clapper will be questioned about a letter signed by former intelligence officials claiming Hunter Biden's laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to his state's southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring on Thursday. Abbott is expecting a huge surge of illegal immigrants to stream across the border into Texas once the COVID-era policy is no longer in effect. A statement from his office reads, "Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border." The world was watching as King Charles III was crowned as British monarch.
God save the king! God save the king!
For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown was placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Merkel, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Rapole, it's a huge disappointment.
It's a big stage. Everyone's looking to this race. We haven't had the best week here, and I think they were overly cautious. But I have to understand and respect the fact that they're overly cautious.
Forte has been scratched due to a bruised foot. The writer's strike has entered day five. The strike has brought Hollywood TV and film production to a halt. Nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America will be picketing outside Southern California studios today. That includes Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, Sony Studios in Culver City, and the Paramount lot in Hollywood. At issue for writers is improved pay in the streaming era and a guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence computer systems. Thousands of residents of Alberta, Canada have fled their homes as wildfires continue to burn out of control. More than 78 fires are burning in the Canadian province. The hit series Yellowstone is ending after its fifth season.
Paramount Network will begin airing the second part to the final season in November. This after months of rumors that lead actor Kevin Costner would be leaving the series. An untitled sequel series, though, has been ordered. It will premiere on Paramount in December. Rumor is that will star Matthew McConaughey. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.